The Royal Mint, which makes coins for the UK, has started a new project to recycle electronic waste, e-waste, and get gold from it. This is part of a bigger plan to tackle the problem of old electronic devices being thrown away. In 2022, the United Nations reported that there were 62 million tons of e-waste, and this number could rise by about one-third by 2030. To help with this, the Royal Mint has built a big facility in Llantrisant, Wales, where they will recover precious metals from old circuit boards. At first, the gold they collect will be used to make jewellery, but they also plan to create special coins in the future. At the new plant, the process of getting gold from e-waste starts by heating circuit boards to break them down into different parts. These materials then move along a conveyor belt where they are carefully sorted and processed. This includes steps like sieving, slicing, and dicing. Inga Doak, who is in charge of sustainability, calls this process urban mining. She highlights how important it is to see the value in the waste we create as a society. The main goal is to recover gold from these discarded items, reminding us that gold is a limited resource. Once they find the parts that contain gold, they send them to a chemical plant on site. Here, a special solution is used to extract the gold from the materials. This method is great because it uses less energy and works at room temperature, making it better for the environment than traditional methods that often use harmful chemicals and require a lot of energy. The end result is a powder that has pure gold, which can be turned into a shiny nugget by heating it in a furnace. The Royal Mint plans to recycle over 4,000 tons of e-waste each year, which should give them about 450 kilograms of gold worth around £27 million based on current prices. This new focus on processing e-waste is a big change for the Royal Mint, which has been making coins for over 1,000 years. As cash use declines, the company is looking for new ways to stay financially stable and keep jobs for its workers. Besides recovering gold, the Royal Mint is also thinking about how to reuse other materials like aluminum, copper, tin, and steel from the circuit boards. They are even exploring if ground-up circuit boards can be used in construction. This approach not only helps with the e-waste problem but also supports sustainable practices by making the most of available resources.